Two Seattle police unions have filed a lawsuit against a federal plan to reform the police department. The Seattle Police Officers Guild and the Seattle Police Management Association say the plan violates the state's collective bargaining laws. They're asking a superior court judge to require that some reforms be subject to union negotiations. The author of the reform plan will be in court today to present his plan to a federal judge. KUOW's Deborah Wong has more.
Merrick Bob is the court-appointed monitor and the man who's overseeing police reforms in the city. In U.S. District Court today, Bob will present his plan for the first year of police reforms. The plan sets deadlines for the department to put new procedures and new training in place. They're meant to address what the U.S. Department of Justice says is a pattern and practice of excessive use of force. Bob told the Seattle City Council the key to reform is strengthening the supervision of officers.
It is very important that the department have a full, a robust early indication system, early intervention system, so that it is actively looking for and dealing with problems before they become tragedies.
The Justice Department found too often officers used excessive force when arresting people for minor offenses, especially people who are mentally ill or under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Bob says he anticipates the plan will be approved by the court. Both the Justice Department and the city have given their go-ahead. That's after several days of squabbling between Mayor Mike McGinn and City Attorney Pete Holmes over who would represent Seattle in the reform process. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.